I caught a student last week searching through his book bag while taking a makeup exam. It's not the first time I've caught a cheater, and it won't be the last. 53% of my upper-class students have cheated on a paper or test, 91% know someone who has, and 18% know someone who has been punished for academic dishonesty. The figures on my first-year students are, respectively, 19%, 71%, and 10%. I'll bet these results are as unsurprising to most students as they are shocking to the typical faculty member or administrator. I've met lots of cheaters. Most cheaters are neither immoral nor stupid. While they know cheating is against the rules, most of them don't understand how serious it is. A student caught cheating while typically insists that it was his first time, he thought he could get away with it, it was stupid, he'll never do it again, he's truly sorry, and please dear God don't tell my parents, but get below the surface, and you'll find an implicit attitude that says, everybody cheats, it doesn't really hurt anybody, and this material isn't important to me. There is seldom a deep understanding of why cheating is wrong. So why is cheating wrong? Most obviously, cheating is unfair to honest students. A cheater receives through deception what honest students work hard for. Cheating also cheapens the diploma. An Iowa State degree is a valuable commodity only if people trust that it is a mark of excellence. The trust is undermined as people become aware of the amount of cheating on campus.